This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's wife wants to end hunger. Yet, like any good Democrat, she will create hunger. We should not tolerate one child going to school hungry, the governor said. Then he appointed his wife to solve the hunger problem. She is now the chair of the Commonwealth Council on Bridging the Nutritional Divide. An article on watchdog.org summarized the council quite well, quote, "If the governor really wants to help, he should call off his bureaucratic army that tyrannizes affordable, local food commerce," said Joel Salatin, owner of Polyface Farm in Swoop, end quote. Regulating local food growth and even home food growth has long been a state function. But even the federal civil government strangles self-sufficiency through the Commerce Clause, as evidenced in the Supreme Court case Wickard v. Filburn. It is true we should not tolerate one child going to school hungry. We shouldn't tolerate a child having to go to a civil government school, period. But at war here is capitalism versus central planning. Central planning costs money and does not efficiently connect buyers with sellers. What it does do is put elitists in charge of who wins and who loses, and it always makes worse the very problem it tries to solve. This applies to feeding and eating just as it does to teaching and learning. If they truly had concern for the people, the governor would have signed an executive order enacting the Virginia Food Freedom Act. That would solve the problems overnight, said a farmer from Lancaster. That act would loosen state restrictions on home food production and broaden markets for small-scale farmers. You would think Governor McAuliffe would know this. After all, he is a professed businessman and entrepreneur. He does know it. He's just not interested in feeding children. He is interested in control. And using children as a front is the easiest way to obtain it. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.